In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. As a Lutheran pastor, when I see three readings like I do today, which mainly focus on sanctification, our life of love to God and our neighbor here on earth, I almost get a little disappointed. For as a Lutheran pastor, I love to preach on justification. I love to preach on God's love revealed through Jesus Christ, our Savior. I love to preach how Jesus died and rose to win forgiveness, and how he comes to you through word and baptism and Holy Communion to give you that forgiveness free of charge. For this is how you are saved. This is how you are forgiven. This is how the kingdom of heaven is open for you. And so as a Lutheran pastor, I love to preach on those truths. And as Lutheran listeners, you love to listen to those truths, right? But if that's all we talk about here at church, if we only focus on justification and never talk about sanctification, we're actually missing out on a bunch of God's love for us. For as we'll see by looking at our text from St. John, God shows us great love by using us in our lives of sanctification. Now, there's no doubt that our text from 1 John chapter 4 is focusing on love, right? 15 times in 8 short verses, the Apostle John uses the Greek word agape, which means love. Sometimes he refers to it as a noun, such as the love of God. Sometimes it's the verb, the love you show to one another. And sometimes it's the way that he addresses his listeners, for when he calls them friends, he's really using the word agape, loved one. But regardless of how he uses it, 15 times in 8 verses, St. John uses this word, love. And St. John is pretty clear when he uses this agape word, love, 15 times in just 8 verses. He is clear that he's not just only talking about God's love for us. But he's clear he's also talking about our life of love toward others here on earth. For St. John starts off by saying, dear friends, let us love one another because love comes from God. He continues to say, we love because he first loved us. And our text concludes by saying, the one who loves God should also love his brother. Truly, this agape love is not just God's love for us, but it's also a love that we have the privilege of showing one another here on earth. But here's what's important to keep in mind as we think about showing that agape love here on earth. Showing this love is not a burden or a chore. Rather, it's a privilege and an opportunity. And that's important to keep in mind. You see, oftentimes, when we hear God telling us to love one another, we think of it only as a command, the way our parents gave us the command to clean our rooms. And sometimes it was hard to clean our rooms, and we didn't want to clean our rooms, so we didn't like it when our parents told us to clean our rooms. And if that's how we're hearing this command from God to love one another, well, then it will be hard to show love because there are times we really don't want to show love to people here on earth. That's what happens with us sinners. But if that's the way we're thinking, if we are thinking this text from St. John is just a command, something that we have to do, well, then we're actually missing the point of this text. We're missing the point of why God wants us to love one another. For why does God encourage us to show love to each other here on earth? It is not to prove to God that we are good enough, righteous enough, or worthy enough to be saved. Sometimes that's why we had to clean our rooms when we were younger, right? We wanted to prove to our parents that we were good enough to have privileges, such as having a friend sleep over at night. But that's not the way it works with God. We don't have to prove anything to God. As you all know and confess, God saves us not because of anything that we have done, but God saved us because of his great love for us. For as the Apostle John beautifully states, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And God chose to send Jesus into this world before any of us were even born, even before this world was created, proving that God's love for us is not based on how much love we have for one another. Rather, God's love for us is based on the fact that he is love. And because God is love, he can't help but do anything in order to save us from our sins, including giving up his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So our motivation to show love here on earth is not to prove to God how good and righteous we are. Nor is our motivation to show love here on earth in order to help God do things here on earth. Once again, that's the reason we sometimes cleaned our rooms. Our parents are only human beings. They can't do anything. And so one of the ways that kids can help their parents is by cleaning their rooms. But that's not the way it works with God. God is God. He can do everything. He doesn't need our help, right? He's all sufficient. And so we don't show acts of love in order to help God bless people here on earth. And so if we're not showing love to prove to God that we are worthy enough to be saved, if we're not showing love in order to help God here on earth, well then why in all the world do the scriptures constantly encourage us to show love to one another? It's because God chooses to use you. He chooses to use you and your acts of love to bless one another. He chooses to use your life of sanctification to bring blessings to other people here on earth. Isn't that amazing? God chooses to use a sinner like you to bless other people here on earth. What a privilege God is giving to you. And as an example of how this works out, on this Mother's Day, I can think of no better example to use than a love of a mother. For mothers do a lot for their children, right? When their children are young, they feed them and change them and hold them at night in order to comfort them. As their children grow up, they drive them to extracurricular activities, help them with their homework, and give them a hug when they face disappointment. And even when their children leave the house, mothers are still there for their children. They are there to give them advice. They're there to babysit grandkids. They're there to tell them how proud they are of all they have accomplished. Truly, a mother's love for a child never ends on this side of eternity. It's why mothers do such great things for their children. But despite all the great things that mothers do for their children, despite all the acts of love that they show and all the sacrifices that they make out of love, not only do none of those deeds earn favor with God in and of themselves, because in and of themselves they're still somehow, some way tainted with sin. But on top of that, and this may not be popular to say on Mother's Day, God doesn't necessarily need mothers to take care of their children, right? God could find a different way to take care of children without a mother's love. Think of how he used the ravens to feed Elijah in the wilderness. Think of how he made sure that the Israelites' clothes did not wear out as they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years. Think of how God sometimes sent angels down to people, not just to protect them, but also to comfort them and encourage them and give them strength. Yes, God could certainly take care of children apart from a mother's love. He is that powerful. And so if mothers don't show love to their children to earn favor with God, to prove that they're worthy enough to being saved, and if God could take care of children apart from a mother's love, well then why do mothers show such love to their children? Why do mothers make so many sacrifices out of love for their children? It's because all you mothers know that God chooses to use you. He chooses to use you to be a blessing for your children. He could have sent down an angel to take care of your children. An angel certainly could have done anything that you mothers have done. But it's not what God chooses to do. He chooses to use you mothers. In fact, he even gave each and every one of you the perfect mother. Think of that. Out of all the mothers in the world, God gave you the exact mother he gave you because he knew that she was perfect for you. And moms, out of all the children in the world, God gave you your particular children because he knew that you were the perfect mother for that child. And since he has given each child the perfect mother, God can now take care of these children and bless these children and provide for them and protect them by choosing to use that mother's love. From that example of mothers, do you see why showing love to our neighbors here on earth is not a chore or a burden, something we have to do, but instead is a privilege and opportunity that God gives to you? For your life of love is not something that earns favor with God. And your life of love is not something that God needs for you to do. If that were the case, it would just be a chore and a burden. But your life of love is something that you get to do. Because God has placed you at the perfect spot, at the perfect time, and brought the perfect people into your life, so that you could show them love, and through that love, God could bless them. No matter what your vocation is, whether we're talking about parent or child or spouse or friend or sibling, whether we're talking about doctor or teacher or assembly line worker or grocery clerk, no matter what your vocation is, God placed you in that particular spot. And he brings people to meet you in that particular spot so that you can show them love. And through those acts of love, God can bless them. Isn't it amazing how God chooses to use us sinners here on earth? Isn't it amazing of how our life of love is such an opportunity and a privilege given to us by God? For whenever we are talking about our life of love, we are really talking about God's love. For God's love is not just revealed by sending Jesus into the world to be our Savior, but God's love is also revealed when God sends people into our lives to bless us. And God's love is also revealed when he sends us into other people's lives to bless them. And so whether we are on the giving end or the receiving end of a life of love here on earth, may we always remember that the focus is on God's love. For love comes from God, as the scriptures say. And if that can be our focus, that it's all about God's love, well then our life of sanctification will not be a big burden or chore that's a heavy weight hanging around our neck. Instead, when we remember that it's all about God's love, we will see that our life of sanctification is a privilege and an opportunity that has been given to us by God himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we sing the Create in Me as is found in the book.